It's Wednesday, the 16th of July, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1pm news. The 2025 International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition is underway in the capital, running until 18 July. This is the country's biggest cybersecurity event, gathering over 200 delegates, including industry experts, government officials, and academics. Here's Lloyd Sikeba from DS Technology here in Windhoek.
It is very relevant to understand that cyber attacks for the past 5 years, Africa, SADC, and even Namibia has been vulnerable to some of these attacks. It's important that we start understanding in depth as to how do we safeguard both systems, governance, and also policies in order to ensure that our data is protected and so that data breaching does not happen in terms whereby your data, my data is leaked out and maybe your company losing a lot of money.
Namibia may become a member of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries in the future. That's according to the organization's Secretary General Haitham Al-Gais. He confirmed that talks are ongoing with several other African countries, including Namibia, as it prepares for offshore oil production by 2030. UNAM economist Dr. Omukakuya Hamatundu says Namibia must weigh the economic and political implications before joining.
Being part of this RICA cartel hold some benefits as well as some disadvantages. Once you join, you'll go by what the cartel, that is OPEC, decides. If they decide that they should cut oil production, you should comply with that. So you lose your independence as to what oil or petroleum you should produce. But being a very small country, I think standing alone, you cannot determine international oil price. So I think being part of this oil cartel holds some benefits.
South Africa's Electoral Commission CEO Saima Mabolo has confirmed that social media played a central role in the 2024 election communication campaign.
On print, we reached 56 million. Radio, television, we reached 3 billion people. And online, it's 15 million. So I think in this area, the organization is doing well to project the brand of the institution and to talk about matters electoral.
From further afield, NVIDIA's planned resumption of sales of its H20 AI chips to China is part of U.S. negotiations on rare earths, according to U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick.
NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang is visiting Beijing and told reporters he was very happy about the news that his company can now sell H20 AI chips in China. At the opening of the Supply Chain Expo, he said AI is a fundamental infrastructure, like electricity. Earlier, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said that the Trump administration reversed course on allowing NVIDIA to sell its AI chips to China because the U.S. company will not be giving over its best technology. The H20 is a chip NVIDIA designed with downgraded performance to comply with U.S. export restrictions to China. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
And finally, Namibia's under-19 girls and boys volleyball teams delivered strong performance at the Region 5 Youth Games, which ended in Windhoek on Sunday. The teams ranked well against top regional competitors during the tournament held from 4 to 14 July. Here's coach Aloysius Ishitile.
It was a great opportunity for the nation to participate. It's also one of the good platforms for development. Yeah, the team participated very well. We scored the silver medal at the beach volleyball for male and the length 6 in the female. So in indoor, the male teams come with the 4th position and the female 7th positions.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.